How many times we felt so sorry for ourselves? I'm talking about me. I'm sitting here working on my podcast, having migraine headache. I got this glasses, reading glasses. It gives me even more headache. And my vision is blurry. And there are a lot of other weaknesses in my life, bodily, sometimes emotionally, physically, financially. The things I want to do for others even, I cannot do. The things that I want to stop doing for others, I cannot stop myself. There is a lot of weaknesses. And how many times we looked at those things and we felt so, we had pity on ourselves. We felt so sorry. Like someone sitting at doctor's office. You're sitting in a waiting room. When I say you, it's me, it's us. And we have pity and we feel sorry. Maybe you don't. Most of the time I do. It's like weakness, sickness, disabilities, lack, all of it, for some reason, it brings this. It's like we sign a contract with some kind of a spirit or this unknown being, which we call Satan. But he doesn't come in the form of Satan or darkness. He comes at this form of unknown being called reality and signs this contract when something happens to us or something painful happens to us. And we sit there and we mourn and we feel sorry. We have pity on ourselves and we're so sorry. Oh my God. Look at Apostle Paul. He always had, in the midst of darkness, confusion, even the things he said he wanted to do, he doesn't do. He cannot do it. And in the midst of being stoned, rejected, persecuted, he said he felt most of the time he had so much fear of even dying by, you know, when he was traveling, I'm assuming, wild animal. But you never feel that he felt sorry for himself or he had pity on himself. That only happens to me when you are, what does A.W. Tozer said? He said, once born and twice born. I love that. It's like twice born, meaning we call it spirit-filled, newborn, you know, born again. But anyway, I don't want to drift from that. But Apostle Paul and all those heroes in the Bible through the Holy Spirit, they never felt sorry for themselves. Then the question is, why do I sign this paper and feel sorry for myself when something happens? Instead of embracing the cross, embracing whatever has happened, and walk with this eternal dignity, even in the midst of pain, and never ever accept this pity and feeling sorry for ourselves. I just had to say that because I'm sitting here working and, you know, my eyes got blurry. Really, now when I'm talking, my eyes is not blurry anymore. It's like I could really see good and my headache is going away. It's amazing. I just started talking. Feeling sorry? Absolutely not. We are the children of the Most High God. We are the children of the Creator God. Creator love. Feeling sorry for myself? Did Apostle Paul, when he was in prison, did he feel sorry for himself? He had pain. It's fine. We cannot say, pretend and say, I don't have pain. My brother got both his leg amputated. But I never saw him feeling sorry for himself. You talk to him about God, he's like a lion. But he cannot say, oh, I didn't get my leg amputated and I don't have pain. No, we cannot lie. We can say, yes, I have this pain. I even have this emotional pain. but I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. And I'm not going to sign that contract with this unknown spirit forcing us to sign a contract and say, yeah, poor you, poor me. Feel so sorry for myself. In the New Testament, in the beginning, and even now, right now, in some part of the world, Christians are being treated like we don't even treat our chicken that we cut their head and we eat it. We don't even we kill even in our animals here to eat the meat or stuff or even fish in a human way. Christians are being treated even less than how we treat the animal that we kill to eat. But it looked like they do not feel sorry for themselves. They don't have pity. They don't fall into self-pity. I bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus with that eternal dignity and eternal courage as you go carry your cross and you face what you're facing. I bless myself too, but I'm praying for you now. No more pity. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we get our head lifted up in Christ and we move through life no matter what happens. In the beautiful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Man, that felt so good.